Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kuby's Sausage House, and Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Well, folks, this is Luke. I have enjoyed our guests today. I sure hope you have. A lot of very knowledgeable hunting and fishing talk took place in today's show. I guarantee you by a lot of folks that know what they're talking about. You know, when we started doing these outdoor shows 14 years ago, my goal was not to try to be Paul Harvey, just to be maybe share some of the things that I've learned as an old outdoorsman and an outdoor writer for 36 years, but share what I know and then choose some guests that were also knowledgeable that could share some information with you. So that's what I strive to do, and I think that's what we're accomplishing, because the shows have become very popular through the years. You know, you can always go to catfishradio.org. If you can't catch it on a station, you know, they're archived right there each week. Only the current week is archived, but you can always go to catfishradio.org. It's time for a little cooking segment, too. I think we have time in today's show. I went a little overboard on some of our guests, but needlessly to say, it was important to cover all their information. Tamale pie. How about that? How long have you ever had a tamale pie? I guess the question would be, do you like tamales? I love tamales, and I've even made tamales. I've studied how to do it and made them three or four times in my life. I found it to be a lot of work, you know, but it wasn't all that bad. It took a few hours to get it done. But tamale pie, I'll buy some tamales, but I may never make them again once I've learned how to make tamale pie. So here's how you do it. And I do it in a cast iron Dutch kettle out over some B&B charcoal. That's what I use to cook it. But you can cook it at 350 degrees in the oven too. But I take one Dutch kettle, of course, a Dutch kettle's got a lid where you can put your coals on the top there, recessed lid. And then mine has three legs where it stands up off the ground a little bit. Excuse me. So I take my Dutch kettle, I take about a pound. Here's a simple, quick way. Don't worry about writing everything down, because you can change it as you like to fit your taste. Take about a pound and a half of hamburger meat, throw it in that Dutch kettle, get it over your cook fire, whatever you burner, wood, ever how you're going to heat that up, and cook it till it's done. Add some onion. I like to add a couple of seeded jalapeno peppers. Now, this is what I put in it. You could put Anaheim peppers. You could put Hatch chili pepper in there. Whatever you like, you could put bell pepper. So adjust the peppers to the way that you like the heat in the finished product. So onions, peppers, salt, of course, cumin. I put fresh garlic. I chop up, about three or four cloves of garlic. Chop them up, about four of them in that, for about a pound and a half of meat, if you like garlic, and I do. Put that in there. Put some chili powder in there. Stir all that around. Put I like a lot of cumin. If you don't like a lot of cumin, don't put a lot in it, but do put some cumin in there. Now, some people just take a package of taco seasoning, you know, to give it that taco seasoning has a lot of those spices in it and some others too. So season it with dry seasonings as you like. That's a good way to put it. Now, put some crushed tomatoes, a can of crushed tomatoes in there with that. Keep your fire going. Let all that cook together. If you like whole kernel corn, it's not a bad idea. Drain that corn and put some corn in there. That gets a little bit away from the tamale thing, but still, yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. So get all that and then put a lid on it. Let all that cook down, you know, a little bit. So it's real simple. And I cook it in the Dutch kettle. I fry the meat and the whole deal in the Dutch kettle. Now get you some masa flour. Some people use cornbread, but I like to use masa flour because, after all, it's tamales that you want it to taste like tamales, and you need masa. So mix mix you some chicken stock with the the masa flour. Add about I put about 3/4 of a stick of pure butter melted. Put that in there, and then just kind of mix that flour with the chicken stock and the butter until it's. You don't want it soupy. You want it where it'll cling together, but you don't want it real, real dry either. Now, I forgot to mention something. When you get all that meat and everything, the tomatoes and all that cooked together, if it's still a little bit too liquidy, too much liquid, put a little cornstarch in there, and that'll firm all that up, the meat and the tomatoes and all and the peppers and all that. If it's dry, that's you're good, but you don't want a lot of moisture in that in your meat portion of it. So anyway, you've got your cooked meat, you've got your masa flour mixed up. So just take about 5 or 6 dollops, let's call it, big old spoonfuls of that masa flour. Put that on top of your meat and your ingredients. Now, so you can understand why you don't want a lot of moisture in there, because that masa flour would just run down in there. So you want it fairly dry at this point. And then put your masa flour on there, and then take a spoon I even use like a spatula, whatever you've got, and smooth it out over the top of that. Now, I like cheese, and if you don't like cheese, don't put it. But you can either put the cheese into the meat, you know, on top of the meat. You can sprinkle cheese over that. You could put the cheese on top of the masa flour if you want to. I advise if you're going to use cheese, put that cheese on top of the meat, then put your masa flour down, because that cheese has a tendency to get real brown when you're cooking it. So basically, that's it. You're ready to bake. So if you're in the house, put it in about a 350 oven for 40 minutes. Check it after about 30 minutes. If you're outside in that Dutch kettle, which I do, go ahead and put your lid on the Dutch kettle. Put you about, it's a number 10 Dutch kettle, so I'll put about 13 briquettes on top and probably about 7 underneath it, something like that, and let it go for about 35 minutes. And then what you do, pull the top off and look, you want that masa flour, it'll rise just a little bit, you want it a golden brown. Now, here's something that you might want to think about when you're mixing that masa flour. You might want to put, say, a teaspoon of baking powder in there to make it rise a little bit better. It's not a bad plan. That'll make it a little more fluffy on top, more like a tamale, if you will. Folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Don't try. There's no way you could have followed me to write all that down. But the premise of making tamale pie in a Dutch kettle, I think you learned it right there. I hope you, the next camp out, that goes real good on a fall, winter deer hunt. Take the ingredients, have most of that stuff ready before you get out to camp. Break out that Dutch kettle. You'll have some happy campers out there, folks. We are out of time. Thank you for listening. Thanks to all of our guests for being here. Remember, catfishradio.org. You can go there and watch our weekly video and learn a lot more about what old Luke does. See you next week, folks. Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun-related, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, Air Force Air Guns, and the 22.5 Mechanical Frog. Check out this awesome topwater bait by going to mechanicallure.com.